Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan. His squad 5-1 after a stirring win on the road. Beat Shippensburg 37-27. Now the Golden Rams return home for another big game as they welcome Bloomsburg to Farrell Stadium. And coach, now you're 5-1. Let's look back. I mean, that game against Shippensburg, number one, you're playing a team that hadn't lost, and you're playing a team that I think going into your game had outscored its last three opponents 108-6. You're banged up. You're banged up at the line of scrimmage. And, I mean, these kids just keep finding ways. The staff keeps putting guys in the right position, and you guys keep finding ways to win.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was really impressed by our resiliency Saturday. You know, we went into the game down a couple guys, in particular on the offensive and defensive line, and then a couple other guys went down during the game. So we were playing some guys who hadn't played a whole lot, and somehow those guys, they held it together. A couple of our key guys, Jarrell Elder in particular, made some big plays for us. Tyler Karpinski, another couple big plays. So, you know, the older guys made the plays when we had to, and those young guys playing for the first time just hung in there and hung in there, and somehow we pulled it out. And it was really, you know, it was one of my best wins since I've been here because of the way the kids hung in there and got the job done.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jarrell Elder, and I just feel like every week this is a kid that just makes four or five plays that are so critical. I mean, a buck 49. What has he meant to be the type of running back in games like this that you can give the ball to 31 times and know you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's been asking to get the ball more because he is really tough and can handle having the ball a lot. But we've got a couple really good running backs, so we spread the you know, running game around a little bit. But this week we decided, especially late in the game, to kind of rely on him a little bit more and let him kind of pound it and see if we could eat some clock late. Because, you know, when we play teams like Shippensburg who have good offenses, you know, you have to keep the ball out of their hands late in the game, and that's where, you know, you really count on somebody like Jarrell. So not only does he make those plays to keep the drives alive, but then he'll break one. He goes 60 for a touchdown to kind of put the game away. So he has the ability to do both, pound you inside and then take it outside for the touchdown. And you can definitely count on him. That's one great thing about him. You count on him from week to week, and you count on him from play to play. And he doesn't, you know, I don't want to say it out loud, but he holds on to the football, and he makes all those plays you need down the stretch.
We talked a couple weeks ago when you started this stretch, the Kutztown, Shippensburg, Bloomsburg stretch, that this was pretty much the season. And, you know, for a lot of teams, maybe they go through a run like this and it all falls apart, or at best they tread water. To have the first two wins here, how much does success breed success? That you find a way to beat Kutztown, the kids have the confidence going in Shippensburg, and you build on that hopefully against Bloom?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, when they play in tough games and figure out a way to win, then they know they can win those games late. You know, we did it against Kutztown. So when the game got tied late against Ship, our kids still felt like they were going to come back and win that thing. So you know that in those tough situations, you can come through, and they can count on certain guys. They can count on the quarterback and the running back and the receiver to make the plays. We can count on guys defensively to put pressure on the quarterback. So everybody's just waiting for guys to make big plays and feel confident that's going to happen. So there's no question that the success is feeding off of itself.
Let's talk a little bit about this matchup with Bloomsburg. Always tough this year, a little younger than maybe fans are used to, but they can still do a lot of things on both sides of the football.
Yeah, and always well coached. They're going to have good football players. I mean, in our conference, like a lot of good conferences, you know, we all share the same recruits, you know, so you're all looking at the same kids You know, we get one, Bloom gets one, Ship gets one, Kutztown gets one, but they're all really good. So the level of talent is very similar from week to week when you're in you know, playing these types of teams. So even though Bloom might be a tiny bit young, they're actually very talented still. And in some cases, very, you know, match us talent for talent for sure. And they've always been well coached, and they're going to come in and play hard against you. We have a great rivalry. It's really has built up since I've been here. So it's going to be a really tough game. I'm really happy we have it at home. I think that's an advantage for us. But there's no question that this is another one that's going to go down to the fourth quarter. And, you know, our guys have been through a couple in a row, and just got to hang in and see if they can get this one more.
When it comes to defending Bloomsburg, I mean, it usually starts up front stopping the run and what they try to do on the ground, right?
Yep, and they, you know, because they're so good running the football, they use the passing game. You know, the play-action pass has really been always good for them. So you gotta defend the run. There's no question about that. And then that's going to lead them to get a couple guys open in the play-action pieces. So you do the best you can to corralling that. But I think if you can shut down their run game and kind of force them to be more one-dimensional, that plays into our hands.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.